Welcome to this healing practice of reconnection and a realignment with grace and relationship to your higher power, to your sacred body. I'd like to begin by just taking some very deep inhalations through the mouth and out through the mouth. So we'll start with a full breath now. Hold for four and exhale. And breathe in through the mouth again. Hold and exhale. Let yourself have a sigh. And one more. Hold, hold. And exhale. I'll invite you to place your two palms together, your left and right hand. And this is bringing the right and left hemisphere of the brain together into unity. And make a conscious intention now to fully align yourself with your highest expression of love, the truth, the whole truth of who you are now in this body. To experience yourself in the body as divine. Make sure that your legs are uncrossed. I'll invite you now to take your hands down and place your left hand on top of your right hand and your two thumbs together and place them on your lap. This is just an open receiving position. I'll invite you to breathe into the heart with me now. This is what's called a central access practice, central access. And this is something that can be done several times a day once you learn it. This is going to be a natural state for you, but we need to implement and practice and choose it. So as you align your spine right now, a soft spine, so you're sitting upright, feet are on the floor, and you breathe in through your heart. And we're connecting straight to the center of your divine heart. Let that just naturally happen. There you go. And now we're connecting and we're going to connect to the galactic mother, the zero point field, source energy, whatever name you have. Source is probably the most general and easy. And see the soul spark that's in your heart, that divine connection you just made, going straight up through your head, through your upper chakras, all the way up. It travels really fast, actually. It knows exactly where to go. That's your soul spark. And it's traveling through all these layers and dimensions straight up to source. Good. And breathe there. You'll feel that spiraling generally. It's always spiraling clockwise. That's the way we want it to spiral. So this is your connection to source. You can take as long as you need here every day, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, to just check in, to realign. Good. And you'll feel that source energy. And now you bring that connection of that high divine source light. You may even see that as a blazing sun. And you have made the relationship with that. And now you bring that down. That source, that channel is open. It's carrying all that light straight down through your soul star, which is above your head, your crown chakra, and through your physical body. And you can see that light becoming wider and more vast around your entire body. The channel itself can become very, very wide. Let it be as big as you'd like. This is light. And it's coming through all your chakras, straight down, through your nervous system, through your body, through all of your chakras, meridians, and nadis, which are inside of the body and are also energetic expressions of energy bodies within your auric field. And just allow that to drop all the way down through your cells, your hips, your thighs, your womb. Let it go all the way down and straight down into the earth. Let it just keep going straight down into the center of the earth. It knows exactly where to go to reconnect to the great mother, Mother Gaia, which you are being held to by gravity. And let yourself go deep, good. And as we hit the center of the earth, I want you to just allow your hips and your thighs and your body to just start to soften and draw down, allowing yourself to truly draw down into the earth. So you're grounding all of you in the light that you are, your source light. And you might say, hello, good morning to Mother Gaia, Pachamama, Great Mother, Terra Ma, whatever your name is for her. You and her have a relationship already. So make that aware for you now, that you are on this planet, on this earth with her. So you might say, thank you, hello. You might realize there's some things you want to let go of right here. You can just breathe in and let go of any sacrifice, any sorrow, anything that's coming up for you that you need help with. Good. And just drop it into the earth and she'll transmute it. And and energy never dies. So we bring that energy back into the body. Fantastic. Once it's transmuted, we can bring it back in. And you can wave to her and say, I'll be back. You might see all kinds of beautiful things. You can take as long as you want again, but then come back up, bring that energy of the earth back up through the channel. That source energy and earth energy are now connected. And now you bring it all the way back up through the body, through the feet, through the channels of the body, and come into the heart again. And when you come into the heart, it's actually, you're going to see the cross now. You open up, you can open up your arms sideways, and this becomes the cross. You become the middle world. Heaven and earth are now here in your body. You become the four directions. You become the center point of your life. This is your seat of power. So allow yourself to breathe here and commune here, and make sure that you ask to feel it at every level of your being. And now I'll just invite you to just take your place, really feel yourself. You're sitting on your throne now. This is your throne, your central access. This is where all of the power, so this is where you grow vertically, you grow horizontally. So just breathe here. This is your central access. And once you practice this, you can practice it until you feel like you get it. Your soul always gets it. But for you to experience what it feels like to bring the energy and that higher divine energy through your bodies is an active practice that is our responsibility to fill ourselves and flood ourselves with this high divine light. And you might see shadows and things spin off. That's great, because the light is transforming inside of you. And now once you've done that, I'll invite you to just place your hand over your heart and your womb. Good. And just start to breathe here. We want to drop now deeper into the seat of your feminine power, the seat of your throne. So just feel your buttocks, your hips, everything getting kind of heavy. Feel those ancestral thighs. Just allow the body itself to become a little heavy and just see if you can relax. Relax those belly muscles. Soften the brain. Oh, just allowing yourself to release resistance. There's nothing for you to do, just to be here, be present. You might even feel the sense that you want to pet yourself. Sometimes I kiss my arms. Just be with your body for a minute. Be with the energy of who you are. You are not your body, but your body is here for the experience. So let's honor her. And from this place, let's call in all of you, all of your multidimensional self here to be present in this body. I'll use the word truth again, the truth of you. Beyond all the ideas, beyond the doubts, there is a truth that lives within you, and we want to cultivate a relationship with her, with it, with you. Who is the divine feminine? Just let your heart and your body just make the inquiry. She is a current of energy that lives inside of you. No, there's nothing you need to become to access it. It's already here. It's just acknowledging and embracing what is and releasing what might be in the way of that connection. I like to start with the connection again of the heart and womb, and just understanding that the heart and womb work together. And so really just breathe into the heart and womb together and feel that connection. We're going to do a little exercise to strengthen the relationship. So I want you to breathe now down into your physical womb. If you do not have a physical womb anymore, your energetic womb, we're going to be breathing into the both. If you have had children, breathe into the womb and give thanks for the children that you have bared. And smile at her. Just like really connect with your uterus and your spiritual womb. And just give thanks to her and be in communication. She'll always start to talk back. And it's okay if you don't sense it at first. It takes time to rekindle a relationship. And it can take a moment. So just trust. Just say, I really want to be clean and clear and meet this life force energy in me. Your intention will be sufficient. Good. And now let's breathe into your left ovary and really take a deep breath and allow your lower body to relax itself. Hello, left ovary. Thank you. Thank you. For supporting me in regulating my hormones. For all of the things that you do, seen and unseen. Hello, I want to know you and thank you. Good. And she'll start to communicate back. This is so healthy for your physical body as well as your spiritual, emotional, and mental bodies. We're working at every level here. Good. There you go. And just breathe into her. And notice your heart connecting. You really want to keep your heart present here. And then we're going to move to the right ovary. Good, and breathe in. And we're asking for optimal ovarian health and deep connection to the waters and the fires of the Divine Feminine, in union with the Divine Masculine. Good. And tell the ovaries, thanks so much. I'll be back. I want to have a relationship with you. Thank you for everything you do, everything you provide me with. And now let's drop down to the clitoris. Who is considered sort of the face? I'm the guardian over the vaginal canal. And just breathe in there. And you might want to even bring the energy of the sun, bring that source energy. Good. And maybe you have a relationship. Maybe you do touch her. Just breathe into her and just say, I want to be kind to you. And I want to learn to experience what you really want. Show me. Show me how I can be in a stronger, more loving relationship with you. And all of your nerve endings. Thank you. I want to open you and to feel more pleasure. I want to come alive in this body. I want this body to be a channel for source energy, for me to express the fullness of who I am in all forms, including pleasure. Good. And just notice, and you are welcome to journey with your hands, you know, to place your hand upon your clitoris, to place your hand upon your vulva, which you're going to venture towards now. So just breathing into your vulva, which is your Venus mound, where you may have pubic hair. Just breathe in all of the nerve endings, all of the tissue. We store a lot of information here. Just breathe in. You might even want to offer yourself a gentle massage to activate and open. And you might also want to find yourself in the inside of your thighs, gently opening your legs and opening the muscles, which oftentimes are underutilized. So there's a compression of energy. Good. And just breathe in and just say, I want to know you. I want to honor the Divine Feminine in this body. And just notice there's a response. And if you, again, if you don't notice a response, it's okay. You will. It takes a little bit of connection. And we're choosing to melt everything that no longer serves us, memories that we're holding in the body. And I would like you to take your left hand now and place it on your vulva and just say, everything that is keeping me from experiencing Shakti, the divine feminine, in my form? I'd like it released now across all time and space through all bodies. Now. I want to be in complete union. Good. So tell your vulva and your clitoris you'll be back. And be playful with it. Like sometimes I see myself waving and I'm like, I'll be back, Ma. So just find what is your signature. How would you communicate with her? It's okay if you're afraid as well. If there's any feelings that come up, know that these feelings are coming up to be resolved. And it's through your love, your connection, and your presence, sometimes your touch, that these energies dissolve and the barrier to what was keeping you from this relationship starts to just naturally dissolve itself. And so let's drop into the cervix now. And just breathe there. Deep, deep cervix. It's such a primordial space. Just breathe into that incredible portal. And say hello. Thank you for everything you've done, everything you do. I want to have a relationship with you. Good. You could even ask if she has a message for you. Great. Now tell her I'll be back. I want to trust. I want to reestablish trust. Just breathe in. And you may start to feel and sense, or I'll bring your attention to become aware of the back of your spine. All this power that sits at the spine and in that tailbone, what I refer to as the dragon tailbone. And that connection with the womb, the yoni, so all of your female anatomy, that connection with all this life force that pours through all of these organs, orifices, cells. We want to just invite, I invite Shakti through now. And breathe there. I want to cultivate a relationship with Shakti. And what is Shakti? She is power. She is power. And as you start to sense, maybe your body just gently moving a little bit, we're inviting this primordial energy, which has no beginning and no end, that you are going to cultivate a relationship with consciously. And it is through cultivating this relationship with Shakti through the body, in direct connection to the devotional heart, love and power. We can never have just power without love, because then we don't know how to use it. And we can never have love without power, Because then we can't make our way in the world and really bring who we are here. So make a conscious choice now to cultivate a loving heart, which is your true essence, bringing the true essence through, and your power now, love and power. And you may say, Shiva and Shakti. I am one with Shiva and Shakti. I am one with Shiva and Shakti. I am one with Shiva and Shakti. Now just see the energy, see your body filling up again with that light. Just imagine your central axis, boom, you are like the living Christ, the living cross. Expand, expand, just see yourself feeling bigger, lighter. And now tell your womb, I will be back. I will be back. And thank her. You might want to make a bow, right? You're just bowing to the love and the power of source energy and the emanation of you, who you are. Your mind can never comprehend who you are. It is comprehending its conditioning and the world around you. But your heart and your womb hold the fragrance of the truth of who you are. And we're going to bring this source energy out into the world. But for now, just give yourself a big hug. Give yourself a big hug. Then you can return to this practice over and over again until you don't need to hear my voice at all anymore. And that you feel so connected and so supported and strengthened through the power of your womb and your heart. And the relationship grows strong and fruitful. That is my prayer for you. Thank you.